This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. While the Affordable Care Act faces a challenge in federal court, Louisiana's governor and attorney general are offering competing bills to protect coverage of pre-existing conditions in the state. But on Wednesday, it became clear to lawmakers like Senator Jay Leno that without help from the federal government, the state can't afford to do that.
It's a pipe dream. It's never going to happen.
Insurers say without federal funds provided through the Affordable Care Act, the cost of covering pre-existing conditions, more than $800 million, would fall to consumers.
It wouldn't be feasible to put this on the state.
That's Senator Fred Mills, who's carrying the bill supported by Attorney General Jeff Landry. Both he and Representative Chad Brown, who's sponsoring the governor's bill, recognize that the measures could not take effect if the entire health care law is struck down, because the state can't afford it. But striking down the ACA is exactly what Landry is trying to do. He joined a lawsuit last year with other attorneys general, arguing the health care law is unconstitutional. That case is likely to end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Dan Clater called the bill a farce and said he wouldn't support it.
It's feel-good legislation to tell folks that we're going to take care of you if we run into a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Senator Mills delayed the vote, saying the bill needs more work. Earlier in the day, Governor John Bel Edwards presented his bill on the House side, where it faced some of the same questions. He says he doesn't care which bill is passed. He'd rather the health care law stay in place.
It's kind of strange that the Attorney General has a bill that seeks to protect what it is he's in court trying to invalidate.
Neither bill moved forward, but they're also not dead. Landry is sticking by both his bill and the lawsuit. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.